The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. This is a podcast. It's on the internet. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
My name versus the podcast name, you know, it's all kind of crazy. It's
a delicate dance we have to do here every single week.
There's nouns, there's verbs, you know, they're falling all around me like Tetris blocks. I'm being squished. Some of those Tetris blocks have nouns related to internet reviews, and we talk about those on the podcast, and hopefully it's funny.
Usually it is, because...
Please believe us, usually...
This is a comedy podcast. If it weren't funny, Spotify would put us in some other category.
Yeah, it's like when you're playing Dungeons & Dragons, and you're not... Your character is supposed to be neutral good, but they're being a little not lawful neutral, aren't they?
You're a little roguish today. What's going on there, Charlie? I don't like the influence that the Dark Eldar is having on you.
You're sounding a little true crime there, carnivorous. Why don't you put away that mace of detecting and get out the comedy club? Hey, see what I did there? That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I got a review. Here's something we need right now. We should have had before the podcast. But I guess reading the review will suffice?
It should.
This is from Amazon for Reset Bioscience Brain Health Shot. Supports cognitive functions and longevity. Pineapple flavor pack of 15. It is like a little 5-hour energy bottle, except it's for a brain health shot.
I buy that, sure.
Well, you're going to buy this Vine review from Forrest a Daughter, Amazon user Forrest Daughter, Vine a Voice. They title their review, "These help a little with the brain fog and focus." They write, "First things first, I deal with a lot of brain fog from insomnia-induced sleep deprivation and other health issues. So I may be a more complex case than your average Joseph." She said average Joe. I was really feeling the character. "These do seem to give a bit of a boost, nothing dramatic, but it's there and it's appreciated. Again, if you are a relatively healthy person, you may experience a much more noticeable effect. The flavor isn't at all great. It's a bit chalky and overwhelmingly artificial pineapple-y and coconut-y. But if you take several sips of water afterwards, it's not bad. The ingredients are shown to benefit brain health and cognition. I wish it was its more effective, but more expensive, methylated form." What? Methylated. Methylated form. That's M-E-T-H, folks. If you have money to invest in your brain health and focus, give these a try. But if you're tight on finances, your money might be better spent elsewhere. 4 stars.
Yeah, I don't know about the whole... Its ingredients are shown to help brain health. Like, what do you think when you get that product and it says causes cancer in California? You take that at face value too?
I'm starting to feel like everything's good for you, bro. As long as it's not the stuff that's bad for you.
In California.
In California, you know, if I eat a fruit, I'm not thinking, good for my brain. Oh, this vitamin methylide is really riveting my brain function. Me monkey, good fruit. Me better monkey now. Good tasty juice. Because if you don't eat the fruit, then you get the scurvy. Right, and like you're in a...
Don't want that.
Yeah, it's like you're in an Arizona State prison. it's, you know, you're going to get malnourished.
Yeah, learning moment. I don't know if I've talked about scurvy before, but I had a class on history of the Caribbean where we talked plenty about pirates. And scurvy, the vitamin C deficiency, literally means that you stop producing connective tissue. So your gums start to recede, soups fast, and your teeth gonna fall out. But what else is connective tissue? How about the scars that you have? They will reopen and start seeping. Yes.
Not the seep.
It's so cool. And it can't heal up because you don't have that vitamin good C.
Wait, that's your little ligamenties too. They ain't getting no attention.
Yeah, yeah. You got crusty joints. Mm. You're rocking around on the ships. You're going to go right overboard.
It's the crusty joints that get me. I'll take 100 molars falling out before my joints get all uncrustables.
Why do you think they got parrots on their shoulders? Because I'm not going to open my mouth, show everybody I have no teeth left. So let the parrot say it for me.
People don't know if parrots have teeth or not. Yes, an average Joe on the street, does a parrot have teeth? You'll get all kinds of answers.
Parrot doesn't care.
I don't think your brain cares whether or not it's getting its methylide meth shot B12 from actually taking a bite of a pineapple or in a cute little overpriced green shot.
Yeah, you can probably get lots of things that you take in supplement form through your natural diet.
Yeah, I like supplements.
No hate though. I do. I'm a supplemental man. Yeah,
don't get me wrong. Big supplement is the enemy. Big supplement is the enemy. But, you know, taking a little vitamins, making sure you got your bases covered, I don't think that's too crazy.
It's not bad, no.
It's not every day that I'm not only eating meat. Most days I'm just eating a lot of meat. And that's how you get scurvy. So you take a little Flintstone and your scars don't open up and ooze pus.
Yeah.
That's a light little life hack for you from reviewparty.com. You have a review, sir.
I do. I'm wondering what I want to go with. I think I'll go with an Amazon review myself. This is an Amazon review for the Fiesta First 20 Premium Crazy Silly Straws for Kids, Adults, Assorted, Twisty, Twirly, Fun, Colorful, Party, Spiral Drinking Straws, Recyclable, Plastic, BPA-Free, Reusable, Loop, Curly, Swirly, Party Favors.
That is the most words you could use to say silly straws ever.
Yeah. I have a review here from S. Woods. They tell the review, not quite what I expected, but okay. And write, I bought these for a goodbye school gift. The outside package arrived fine, but the inside was slightly torn. The students all were thrilled, second graders. I had a few left over and put one in my husband's glass that night. He said it was worthless. He could hardly suck out his drink. I tried and found it hard to suck also.
Oh.
I had others that were easier to use. These may be too thin to dry out easily. I would suggest these as a one-time use. 3 stars.
All right. So the husband's a man who appreciates a big suck.
I gather. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can't get that bevy down the hatch fast enough.
What can I say? My man is drinking a V8 and nothing else, and that's not going through the straw too easily.
There's a little thickness, and he doesn't like that. That ravioli sauce. Fucking Chef Boyardee is trying to drink through.
Marie, my Chef Boyardee. I can't. This is useless.
After he eats the SpaghettiOs and the meatballs, you know, he can't waste all that good, NaCl-rich tomato sauce there. And he likes to do it in a silly way.
Yeah, I mean, his Blue's Clues spoon can only scoop up so much, so he's got to go for this crazy straw to sup it up.
That just makes me think, did you have a favorite, like, I guess I would say sippy cup as a kid? Do you have any sippy cup memories? I drank a lot of chocolate milk out of the tradish. Sippy cup, you know, just like shallow plastic cup with the lid with the little nipple on the one edge. A lot of chocolate mix got passed through
for
those.
Sure. For sure. We had some of those. We had, I think most kids of our era had like the Looney Tunes hard plastic Like, it's a Taz. Taz's head. Mug guy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely from Six Flags.
Yeah.
It's like hard, the rubbery plastic for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And then we had, like, holiday. We had some Halloween cups. Like, it's got little feet on the bottom and then a clear glass. But then on top, you put, there's the cat's head or the ghost head and a little hole for a straw to go in there. Like, this is just special and fancy.
Bear with me as I describe. This is a hard to describe cup, but what I would do to go to my grandma's and drink some, like, ice cold orange high C out of one of these bad boys.
Some dang, like, my grandma had mason jar mugs.
Oh, yeah.
That's Kansas for you.
But she had, you know, Grammy had these for when the grandkids came over. It was like a ribbed plastic cup. That's what I'd say at the base. Ooh, with a screw-on cap, right?
With
a
lid,
I would say lid even, sort of like rounded top screw-on. And then from the bottom of the ribbed sort of stack of donuts-shaped plastic cup comes up the straw, and it's a thick, wiggly straw going up the side, sort of connected by thin plastic. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, we had those. How did I forget about those suckers? You drink through the handle practically, right?
Yeah, you just suck on the straw. Yes. There's a little, like, you know, minuscule hole punch on the top for airflow. You can hear the whistle.
Yes. Oh, we had those, and I'm sure we had a couple from Disney on Ice. They were just magical, naturally.
Well, I'll never forget the fucking Batman mug, the Batman glass from McDonald's, but that's a whole nother story for sure.
What I like most about this is how it was so drastic. She's like, the kids loved him. My husband said it was worthless.
Yeah.
It seemed so nice until it wasn't.
Well, right. It's a cheap novelty thing. What do you expect? Some life-changing straw action?
I don't know. I don't know. Give me a review. Get me out of our childhood.
And let me suck out this review with some unnatural suck. They only like the, you know, those, like, cereal straws you're supposed to suck cereal. They like that thickness. Yeah. They like those thick coffee. Anyway, I got a review. Let me do this pair here. I got a pair dangling along. For another Amazon review. These ones are for the extendable cactus back scratcher ABS plastic, relieves itching on back, neck, head, beard, body, 16 spikes per side, 8.5 inch contact back scratcher, extendable inches blue. It's just sort of a spiky plastic head with a metal rod back scratcher.
Okay.
Cactus scratcher, baby. I got two reviews. I'm going to close my eyes and pick this one. JB titles their review, perfect. They write, doesn't break the skin even if used often. Crave itch cream is like $30 a jar these days. This will help ease that budget issue. 5 stars.
Good God, what is going on?
It's very sinister, isn't it?
Get yourself to a doctor. That is all I can say. If you are at the point where you're thinking about the ramifications of spending $30 regularly on anti-itch cream, or am I going to have to break the skin to dig down to where the source of the itch is? No.
Quite literally going scorched earth on the situation. There can't be an itch if the skin is removed from that sector.
This itchuation is, this is greatly, greatly dire. The direst of situations. Oh, my goodness.
I do have fantasies sometimes about filling bathtubs with my favorite lotions and just sort of, you know, sort of suctioning into there and spending some time.
Well, sure. That would be very luxurious, very relaxing, very soothing. You come up like a little wet baby.
Oh, yeah. Make a little Santa Claus beard. over my actual beard with lotion.
But I'm guessing that would be more, I don't, not preventative, but right. just therapeutic and natural self-care. Not like, I must tear the flesh. I will rend the skin off my bones
yeah.
to get to this itch.
Yeah, I want to pay for a spa and go get, this part of the spa, you get suction down into a vat of lotion. You get to exist in there for a while. Ooh, you come out like a nice, come out pure, like a little raisin person.
Ooh, ooh,
sopped up with okay. lotion. But no, this person needs sort of a Luke Skywalker Bacta tank. Float around in their undies with a little mask on and some mysterious sci-fi water for a while.
Yeah, heal yourself up, because something is wrong.
That's what they need, is the Bacta tank, but their solution was to sort of strap a bunch of of back scratchers to some car wash equipment, turn off all the water, and go through the car wash themselves. Hey, before we give anyone any ideas, reminder about the what the disclaimer at the beginning of the podcast. This is comedy, people.
Don't do it.
Especially from Jeff and Emily Wolf. They title theirs, Frickin' Amazing, they write. If you want your back scratch, this is the back scratcher to rule them all. It is groovy and righteous while also managing to be rad and sick at the same time. Three thumbs up and four snaps in a Z formation. 5 stars.
They may have won me back with the snaps. I hate to say it, but they may have won me back. I don't know. Do you utilize a back scratcher? Do you have back itches very often? Or itches that you can't reach with just your standard issue arms and hands?
I don't know, dude. It's that deep, deep shoulder blade itch. The one spot I cannot
The one spot
catch.
You can't reach. Yep. Okay.
You just, you're just hitting the top of it. If you go over the top, if you go from the bottom, you're just, you can touch it, but you're not scratching. You're
no
squiggling
angle.
On it.
No angle of action there. Yeah.
Right.
You can't attack from this vantage point. No.
You're just lapping the side of your cuticle at it at best. I got to get in there.
Maybe I'm just not a very itchy person.
Are you just a hot bather? Do you take like 700 degrees an hour and just singe off a layer of skin every time?
No, I think actually when I do take extended hot showers, that's when I am itchy when I get out. I think I irritate because of the heat.
Yeah, I do get the little itchies when I'm taking like I haven't taken an in-depth bathing yes. experience,
yes.
one in every 6 or 7 showers, every crevasse.
Ponder this one for a while.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be in here. Everything is getting deep clean today, baby.
I'm gonna breathe while I'm in here. I'm gonna contemplate.
You ever take? I love to take a minute and just let the water hit like a sore spot on my back and do some breathing
Ooh.
Exercises.
Ooh. Yes.
Yep. And then all of a sudden the scratches come up, but I don't itch. I stand still. I'm a monk. I'm a samurai Good. Under the waterfall.
In general, don't scratch things that itch. If you ignore it, it should go away sooner.
And if it itches so much it burns, or you need $30 of cream a paycheck,
get thee to a doctor.
Go to a doctor. The cactus scratcher is not from a pharmacy. It's from Amazon. It's not from your doctor.
It's not
prescribed. It looks very nice. This guy's scratching his beard with it. He looks very handsome. It's probably very comfy. Comes in many colors. You know, it doesn't come in many colors. The red, white, and blue of the US of A, baby. You got a review?
I do. I've got an Amazon review for unique printed funky Hawaiian shirt, men's short sleeve shirt, top blouse for summer. This is particularly the color black, white cow.
Is it funky? Can you confirm the funkiness for me?
It just looks like a cow pattern of a standard button up short sleeve shirt.
Not quite funky.
I guess if you were wearing it, it'd be funky just because, hey, that's a cow pattern shirt.
Not where I come from. Up north in the Wisconsin woods, all we got to wear is cow patterns.
No comment on that. I'm going to refrain from comment on the proliferation of cow pattern. Because I've got a review here from Chris titled, Sizing is Way Off. And Chris just lays it all out there. he got size medium, by the way. Chris writes, I am a normal guy like anyone here. I am a guy who gets medium stuff all the time, so I tried this. The medium sizing here is way too big. It feels like an XL. Go two sizes smaller. Trust me. Unfortunate. One star.
I think, maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but this is mm-hmm. a comedy podcast on the internet. Right? There's limbs everywhere. Circuitry.
It's a wide limb.
There's plenty of room. Come up, everybody. Come on these limbs. Come listen. I think this guy's been the average Joe their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And
average Chris.
Average Chris. And, you know, Chris is a very average name. They've always been a medium. You know, they never stir too far from that sweet, sweet medium.
I did just go to the product page, and it says fit as expected. Customers say this fits as expected. We've got 11 for too small, 3 for somewhat small, 27 fits as expected, 8 somewhat large, 10 too large. So on average, people think it fits.
So the average guy isn't agreeing with the average for once, and I think it's scaring him. You know when people get scared and they lash out, they react with anger?
Frankly, this happens to me sometimes. I would think I am an average-sized male, and then I buy something that is medium. Like, I buy a jacket that is a medium jacket, and the arms just go past my fingertips, and I think, what madness is this? Am I not average?
I think everyone has that experience. As a 3XL, you know, where 3XL can range from a shirt that's slightly bigger than a 2XL, that's about what's par for the course, to
a canopy that can fit 10 people under
right.
it.
Right. You know, and then 4XL, which I think should just be a little bit bigger than 2XL. Maybe this style of shirt, I want one that hangs a little bit. No, that is mm-hmm. something entirely different. That's a whole nother world. So I think everyone's got that, you know? We got the schmediums. Don't hand a schmedium a large. They will throw a fit.
No, I'll drown in that sucker.
So I think whether it was factory mistake or not, I think this man's averageness was threatened.
That's something that is scary to be threatened, though. If you think you are average, you think you are safe.
Mm.
You're right. When your averageness is shaken up, if you're not average, you are on the fringe. You are on the periphery. And boy, it's lonely out there, Chris, isn't it?
Yeah, he went back home to his 1.7 children. Said, oh, kids.
You're supposed to have 2.3, man. Come on.
Is that what it is?
Something like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I am not a father.
he checked his pay stubs to make sure he was still making that median salary. Just above the poverty line, baby.
Where's my porridge? I want it just right.
You know, he checked his toilet paper. 2-ply, not 4. Not too much luxury. He checked the Joneses, the Johnsons next door, making sure he's keeping up. But not too far, you know, not getting ahead. And everything seemed right, except this fucking shirt. So I'm fucked up.
But I'm a normal guy. Like anyone here, I'm a normal guy.
Yeah, that's so, like, anyone here. How do you know everyone here is a normal guy?
Who are you telling, yourself or us?
What if there's some not normal guys among us, Chris? Are you?
I would hazard a guess that here on Amazon and the greater internet at large, there are some not normal guys.
And I welcome them, you know? That's what's good about the internet.
Yeah, it's a fine place. You can find your fellow normal or unnormal.
And get this, maybe this might blow Chris's mind, this little factoid. There are guys that aren't normal wearing mediums.
Whoa.
Fitting great in a medium. There's some freaks out there wearing schmedium shirts, my guy. Graphic tees, jackets, you name it. You think when Chris goes to the pharmacy aisle and he sees those Magnum condoms on the wall, he sweats a little bit? So that's unnatural.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that's an attack
so,
on him.
So
on
far from average. And then he sees the small ones too. And he scoffs again.
No. Who are those for? Children.
No.
I hope not.
Chris scoffs at that thought as well. An average man doesn't have such terrible thoughts. Away from this pharmacy. This is causing nothing but trouble. Let's take a break.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to the second half of me, you, and meme reviews revisited.
Man, we are stacking stacks.
The Haribo sugar-free gummy bears.
Quote, unquote, Haribo.
Well, I...
Has the plot thickened in this one week?
The plot appears to have thickened. I stand here hat in hand, and as I referenced last week, I went back on the Wayback Machine. Pause, time out. For those of you who don't know what Me, You, and Meme Review is, it's a segment we do every so often about the famous products on the internet, like the gummy bears, like the Big for Her pen, like the Three Wolf Moon shirt, like all that fun stuff that you once saw on the internet once, or your brother was like, stop looking at my computer screen, you little scrub. And you're like,
I'm looking at Three Wolf Moon reviews. This isn't for you. Go listen to Teenage Dirtbag by Weedus, you little freak.
So we look at those products. We unpack the history of why they went meme crazy. And people wrote all those reviews. And then we get the thing ourselves and review it. And then review it funny as well. Because we're funny and we're factual. That's how we do it. But hey, we've been doing this a while, and I know sickos out there like reading about diarrhea and stuff. Gosh darn, there's a lot of stuff on the internet. So for you to choose gummy bear diarrhea, no judgment, because here I am having eaten them a second time. I'm revisiting these suckers. Last week I talked about me revisiting them, me going on the Wayback Machine, the Internet Archive, to find the original pages where some of these most famous reviews were left, back in a time where Amazon had comments on reviews and forums on product pages.
Take me back. I want to go there, dude. I want that to be like that.
Stunning. And last week I did reference that someone had left a comment on one of those reviews saying, this is funny, but you should review the actual product. Mm. I didn't think anything of it until I started writing this past week's blog and was digging a bit deeper, and on one of those, the old review that I referenced, the oldest one that I had found, I clicked that one, and in that comment section, Aaron C. Meyer says, the product listed on this page is not sugar-free. You posted the review on the wrong products page. So similar to what I talked about it being on the other review, the See You in Hell Haribo Gummy Bears. But a follow-up to that, Scott Campbell says, agreed. OP, I believe you were looking for these. Hot linking to a page for Haribo gummy candy, sugarless gummy bears, 5-pound bag.
So Haribo does not have sugar-free products, but it did at one time infamously have sugarless products, you little fuckers.
Dating back to, well, this product page is 2009, but I can see reviews as far back as 2006. And yeah, people are saying, hey, these are going to make you toot toot. It does say made with lycosin, which is a separate type of, it's not maltitol, but it is similar to maltitol. And there is a safety information warning. As with other sugar alcohols, people sensitive to the substance may experience upset stomachs.
A natural, unnatural cheek butterer.
But that's not why you came here. You came here. I wasn't even sure if I should be doing the reviews myself again, but I decided I guess I should. So, I got another bag from Walmart of the Albany's sugar-free gummy bears because you can't get the Haribo anymore.
Yeah, almost erased from history.
Yeah, when the COO of the company says we don't make sugar-free products, they would have a laxative effect. You can be darn sure they're trying to cover that stuff up.
No, are you crazy? That stuff would make you poop. We wouldn't make stuff like that.
It's not definitely not us.
we the poop bears. No, those are the other guys.
Surprise, surprise. So I didn't go into this. Granted, I ate them on a remote work day. But I didn't really, I had spicy pasta the night before. I ate these directly after lunch. I can't remember what I had, but it wasn't like I was playing it safe. I ate the entire package, the 3.5 ounces or whatever it was. Wow,
steaks worth of gummy bears.
I think the package said a serving is 9 gummy bears, and there are 3 servings in the package. I would say they taste really good. They're very sweet.
Yeah.
But eating that much, I was like, this is work.
Sure.
Anyway, let's get to it. Here's my goof review, because we like to have our goofs and gaffes. So stupid. Big bad doo-doo gummies. There's nothing quite like scatting. Improvisational, spitfire, and unexpected. Jazz, spit it, doot doot, dat, ouch your ass. If you want your stomach inspired, dropping bass lines like melodies like wee, and percussion like plop 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 plop, then drop a handful of big bad doo doo gummies. You never know where the song will go, and you never know where you will go. Impress your friends, win lovers, set trends, all with your squeaky, leaky ass. And when we talk about runs, it ain't on the keys, baby. It's between your buns. Nothing quite like scat, and I'm talking shit.
Matt, you did it.
I did it. Now I'll get to my real review. I don't know. I didn't give a star rating because I literally wrote that mere hours before recording here. But I give it a 3-star. keep it average. My real review, which is even more real than the last one I wrote. Residing somewhere between if at first you don't succeed, try again, and fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, is me, my dumb brain, and my brave bowels. Having tried these before, I knew that they can have some effect. But can the mighty fall with enough maltitol? I needed to find out, so I ate a whole package. That's 3 servings. Having 3 servings of anything is probably going to mess you up. Well, friend, I'm happy to say it did not bring me to my knees. It did bring me to the toilet, but it took a good few hours. The stomach did gurgle and swell and churn. As the 2-hour mark passed, so did the gas, again and again. From my back, legs pulled in for chiropractic stretches. They flew fast and plentiful. Only when I sat up did one fart suddenly feel fuller, hotter, wetter. Was it a moment of panic, beads of sweat, and racing to the toilet? Nope, it was a, oh, let's go, and a slow walk. And was it explosive, painting the inside of the bowl? Nope, it was like turning on a faucet. All in all, I had one extra skip to the loo than normal. Lots of gas, bloating, bad stuff. Fiber One bars with chicory can mess you up, but this was indeed worse. Read the warning. Take it seriously. Best of luck. 2 stars.
Got the factory work. A couple workers had to put another shift in at the factory.
Yeah, yeah. It liquefied and methylized everything a little bit more than normal.
Yeah, there's an expedited process they had to get out before the weekend. You know, so no one had to put any overtime, but. Wasn't.
But the next day.
Wasn't anything like too wild.
No. No, again, it could just be that I handle it better than others.
Sure.
Or they eat a whole lot more.
So you think around episode 470, it'll be Gummy Bear 7, and we'll be just like freebasing maltitol. Like,
yeah, we'll get the maltitol factory on the phone. Yeah. Listen.
These past 3 months, we've built up a resistance to maltitol. We're going to have to take it, go a little crazy this time to feel anything, gamers.
Put me on the drip.
The drip.
Yeah.
You will not leave this room until you recreate the Dumb and Dumber laxative gag scene.
Now you know, friends, family, and otherwise, that, yeah, they will have an effect on you, more likely than not. And I can happily say that next Me and Meme review, we'll move on to something else.
Something that won't affect your gut health, maybe.
Here's hoping.
Hey, well, we learned a lot. We learned that, yes,
Haribo's a bunch of liars.
Haribo participating in anti-internet review propaganda. Book burning, so to speak. And that even if it ain't the hardware one, you're going to get some doo-doo runnies from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sugar alcohols are not your friend. Tread lightly.
Oh, these crazy people. You're crazy, man. I got a review for some fucking mustard, dude, from Target. Target.com, dude. That's right, the fucking internet's best place for reviews ever. Target.com has a review from McCormick.com, because they can't get their own reviews. They just take them from somewhere else. Is this the one? Yeah. This Target.com, McCormick.com review for French's yellow, classic yellow mustard is from Bobby. Bobby titles their review, "Call it Canadian mustard." They write, "Please change the name to Canadian mustard. It is made in Canada using Canadian ingredients. It has nothing to do with French mustard, parentheses, Dijon, which I find repulsive. The English eat Coleman's, which is too hot to put on any sandwich. And equally repulsive, many mustards are flavored to hide the taste. Be proud of it. It goes on anything and is Canadian." 5 stars.
Do we think the reviewer is Canadian? Bill, Bob, what's his name?
Bobby. We got Bobby here.
Bobby. Robert, what's the deal? What's the tiff? Why are you getting a little angry?
I mean, are they Canadian or are they just like a geography aficionado? They like a sort of food historian.
Accuracy. I don't know. Like mustard, that's not. I guess if it were German mustard, I would want to know. But beyond that, you can't find me caring.
I like my mustard brown and with little seeds in it.
Little specks and spices, yes.
But if the German mustard was made, you know, in downtown Seattle, If it's good mustard, I ain't ripping on it.
It's fine. If it's from Naperville, Illinois, I don't care.
Well, it's good mustard. I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, I kind of despise Naperville.
Yeah, we might anywhere else though. Springfield.
Yeah, Wheaton. Well, not Wheaton.
Well, yeah, New Jersey. Well,
okay. Well, let's not get carried away.
But mustard, I don't know. New Jersey.
Antigo, Wisconsin. I would buy mustard from Antigo.
Oh, sure.
Peshtigo, even all the goes.
Peshtigo. You know something crazy about little Peshtigo, Wisconsin?
What?
The Peshtigo fire never happened. It was on track to be as big of a city as Minneapolis.
Holy cow.
Yep. Actually, a cow kicked over the torch that started the fire.
That's those dang cows.
Yep. And that's how mustard got invented, folks.
They had to put it out of fire. Like, what do we do? Oh, get that yellow stuff.
That yellow stuff? Ooh. You taste that? Oh, I think my flesh is searing, but that... you got a sandwich?
Yeah, I don't know. If I care about maple syrup, if it's Canadian mustard, I can't be bothered
for that yellow stinky stuff. Yeah, can you be bothered?
Also, the spicier the better.
Spicy, brownier, chunkier.
Yes.
I want a hot chunk in my mustard. Do you have a hot chunk of a review?
I got a chunk of a review here. This is Google review. Google. I don't know why Google's theme is gunshots, but here
just
we are.
Just shooting down Target, the fucking imposter.
Yeah, get out of here. This is a Google review for Greg's Frozen Custard, left by Google user Tiberius Caesar. They write, pulled up to Greg's Frozen Custard on a Saturday night, hoping for a wholesome custard experience. We arrived to a frightening building with all the lights off, despite being open according to Google.
Not Google.
A single light turned on inside, and we hightailed it out of there out of fear for our own lives. 1 star.
Wow. You didn't want custard that bad.
This was left at a time when I screenshotted it 2 months ago. Mm. So maybe like 3 months ago, we could say. So that puts us around when? Early March, late February?
Sure, still the icy season.
Icy season when a frozen custard place might not be open.
A lot of those places are very seasonal. The one that I can look, you can hear the little blinds. Look out my window. That one's closed. Oh, no, it's open right now because it's seasonal, as I should say. It's normally closed, but it's open now. I don't know. If I'm going out for custard, I'm on a mission, bro. I am getting custard home.
Yeah.
I'm at least hell or high water. Knocking.
You're at least doing that awkward walk up. And you go, oh, well, I guess it's closed. And you got to turn around and you think people are going to see you looking like an idiot.
Yeah.
But no. Custard's on the line. You're not an idiot.
Right. What's the worst thing that can happen? Like, is some sort of ghoul answers the door? Maybe
some Courage the Cowardly Dog villain.
Right. But they probably know about the custard. All right. You got to scheme them for the custard. Yeah. You encountered the custard keeper.
Welcome to Custard Land.
Oh, man. All I got to do to get into a mode where I'm getting custard no matter what is to see those big machines where the custard turds like slowly... You know, goop out of the big machine and down that thing and they cut the big hunks off. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Oh. Yes, I do. Sliding down those conveyor belts like models on a runway. It's so pretty.
Oh, yeah. I could let me sleep under there. Just let the custard plop on me.
Yeah, like that the dumb gremlin. Was that Gremlins 2? No, was that Gremlins 1? I don't know.
Yeah, messing up your Gremlins embarrassing, dude.
I know.
Like, what do you think? You think Gremlins are from Canada? Anyway, yeah, it was either closed or you missed a chance encounter to answer some riddles with the custard keeper and you're lost.
Yeah. Why would that make you fear your own life, too?
Right.
Like, this is a place you were going to do business at.
Was there cobwebbery? were there Wailings and moans from the inside?
Yeah, is there like an old windmill creaking and
yeah.
And suddenly a breeze just whips through and throws dust and leaves all around you?
There's one of those, not wind chimes, what are those called, where it's usually like a chicken pointing.
Oh, like a weather vane, yeah. Weather vane
up there creaking?
Yeah, yeah, suddenly just ominous feelings and you get like, ooh, I got a bad vibe here.
No, dude.
But Johnny, we want some custard and Tommy needs to take a dump. What do you do?
If those are my parents and they're like, no, that's freaky. We're not checking if the custard place is open. I would be like, what? Fuck you, Dad. Leave me here.
Which of all, Dad, you're a loser.
That's the true fear. Your son calling you a loser. That would be motivating me to go, hey, you guys open?
All right, young man. You sit, you stay in the car. For the love of God, you stay in the car because I don't know what's out there.
If we get custard, if we end up with custard in our hands tonight, you're getting vanilla, not chocolate, buddy.
I'd be cool with it.
Yeah, vanilla's good too, huh?
Nah. Just as long as Dad doesn't get carried away by werewolves.
I mean, that's just another adventure for the custard keeper and the custard commandos, isn't it?
Gotta hop behind the wheel. After those werewolves!
Powered by custard. Man. They should make Scooby-Doo, but it's from Wisconsin. And instead of Scooby Snacks, they get custard. Instead of Shaggy, his name's Jimmer. Instead of Scooby, his name's, I don't know. One of those dumb people. His name's Brett Favre.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandma named him Brett Favre. But it's all the name he knows. Anyway, that's reviewparty.com. I hope you liked us cutting the mustard. Cutting the custard, huh?
Cutting the cheese.
Cutting the cheese, cutting the custard, cutting cutting the boundaries of what comedy can be, so to speak. We're doing it every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Got a new episode in your preferred podcast hopper. Check it out. Send in a review from the internet for us to laugh at and maybe make some crazy, kooky, custard-like scenarios. We're only doing custard reviews from now on. So if you got any of those, send them over to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. And include your name so he can throw you credit.
Yep, we'll ignore everything else. I'm just kidding. I literally just remembered that we had an email with a review in it from a dear friend. But next week's spoiler. Another week, we'll get to it. Spoiler. If you want to reach out to us on social media, I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, you can.
Spoiler.
The spoiler, the good word is available at reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok. And at reviewpartypod on Twitter. We put content up there. I don't. If you're familiar with content, then I don't need to tell you what it is. If you don't know what content is, check the comment section on Amazon. You can also go to reviewparty.com where you can find so much stuff. Seriously, go on there, and I will track your browsing history as you jump from page to page.
I will eat your IP address alive.
I will judge you for what you click on first. And I will watch to see which pages spike in average time spent on page.
If you fat finger a page that's a little goofy, a little kooky, a little out of the ordinary to click on from another one, you will be blocked, removed from every avenue of reviewparty.com possible.
Put you on the blacklist. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I don't know that Squarespace can do that.
We have a mustard list.
Third-party add-ons. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff there, the blog, all the episodes, various listening platforms if you're sick of Pocket Cast or Acast or Jesus Cast or whatever all you're listening on. You can try something out just for a week. Do try something different. Why not? Maybe that change is the one change you need for everything to go right in your life. I don't know. Who am I to say? It's your life. So change it.
No one else you can change the music you're listening to. I suggest changing it to the Nosebleeds. Not the Nosebleeds, just Nosebleeds, you goof.
Nosebleeds.
Anyway, those guys, they made our theme song. I've been over this. They made the song, and then we asked if we could use it for a theme song. Either way, it's great. Just search Nosebleeds on Spotify. Nosebleeds, one word. The song's Bread for Breakfast. The other ones are great, too. I have a review to finish this out here.
All right.
The boys is hungry.
Yum, yum, yum.
You know what I got, my homies. I got the Old Dutch Potato Chips Dill Pickle 7.8 ounce bag. Best chips around, motherfucker. Jay Davis titles their review, Love Old Dutch. They write, I have eaten these chips since I was a toddler. This bag was a bit stale, but edible. I would try another bag from this seller. 3 stars.
Man, you're repping the toddler years.
You gotta have your fix of the Old Dutch. My mom gave me ground up Old Dutch in my baby bottle. If I don't get, you know, these were a bit stale, but they sustained me for another several weeks.